Jessica, this week we're starting off with information coming out about the cause of the Three Rivers fire that took place in the Lincoln National Forest. What can you share with us?
Well, on Monday, the U.S. Forest Service announced that it was looking at the fire as a result of human activity. That is, they believe that the cause of the fire was someone who was burning either a campfire or items within the forest. Now, for those who don't recall, the Three Rivers Fire burned about over 7,000 acres of the Lincoln National Forest, spread to the Skiapachi area and into South Fork and Bonito area as well. It caused some light evacuation of nearby communities, and it was mostly contained by May 13th. So the U.S. Forest Service said that they'll continue to look into who might have been responsible for that fire start.
Let's move on now and talk about the census data. New information out from the census could have an impact on the 2nd Congressional District in New Mexico. What do we know about the census data and how it can make an impact on this congressional district?
Well, for those who are interested in actually looking at the data, they're welcome to go over to amagordonews.com and take a look at our census data tracker. What we know about Otero County was that there was some shifts based on race and ethnicity, specifically within our Caucasian population within Otero County. But when you're looking at New Mexico as a whole, I think the big story there is the changes that are happening in southern New Mexico, specifically Eddy County, with some growth there. And then one of the things that we found truly interesting was that the 7-member committee of the New Mexico's Citizen Redistricting Committee said that the 2nd Congressional District, which is represented by Republican Yvette Harrell, is about 8,100 people too populous in comparison with other congressional districts. What this means is that they will be looking at how to reorganize the 2nd Congressional District or maybe even add an additional seat to cover that district. So all of this is happening now, and we will continue to report on it.
You mentioned demographic change in Otero County. Can you list any specific changes that were notable in the census findings?
Remember that the census is self-reporting. So in race and ethnicity, overall, there was a significant drop in those reporting. They were of Caucasian descent, about 17%. And then that was also mimicked in those under the age of 18 when it came to the census. There was about a 14% drop in those self-reporting as of Caucasian descent.
Okay, we only have about 30 seconds left, but there is news that Alamogordo Public Schools is hosting ongoing conversations about COVID-19 policies. What can you tell us about these forums?
So in an effort to build some civil discourse about what is happening within the public schools, among the district's leaders and the parents and students and families, there were three public forums scheduled during which the school board was receiving comments from the public. Now, there was one held on Monday for Holloman Air Force Base students, and there was another scheduled for Thursday at Alamogordo High School. The idea is that the school board will collect all of these comments and really try to incorporate them into their rules and regulations for the upcoming school year.
Thanks for the update this week, Jessica. We'll talk with you next week.
Look forward to it.